is a cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 9th of December 2008. Newcomers who've just tuned in for the first time, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and on the website there, you'll find lots of talks I've given over the years where I try to give you the shortcuts to understanding the reality, the big picture of that which controls your lives, and I show you how it's planned, where they're taking you, and why, and I give you the networking of big foundations and NGOs that are all strung together, working together, coordinated together, the thousand points of light, as Mr. Bush Sr. called it. And at the base of it all is a sort of eugenics. It's also a form of social engineering. We're always being engineered and re-engineered mentally to fit in with the upcoming new type of society pretty well in every era. And these guys have been at this for an awful, awful long time. They took their models from previous religions and how they worked and how they gave a particular reality to different people, and they utilized them. So much so, in fact, they have no shame in borrowing what used to be hymns, the melodies for hymns, and now in schools in the US, because they have green parties associated with schools in the United States of America and other countries too. They're actually having the children sing hymns, basically, to the world, to the planet, to the greening of the planet, using old Christian melodies. So they're shameless in their techniques, but why would they possibly look over that aspect of it? They must always create a new religion for a new era. And it said in ancient times, even in Greece, when the old gods die off, when the age passes, there's always a new god comes in. If you want to control the new era, the next million years, as Charles Galton Darwin called his book, you must create the new god and control society. That is well underway today. And this takes me on to people who donate to me. I have to thank them very, very much. It's generally the same people over and over. And I do tell the people who listen to the show that I'm brought to you by yourselves, at least the ones who help and help out. You can either donate or directly donate. You'll find on my website a button you can push to send money through PayPal. Or you can order my books, CDs, and DVDs. That's what funds me. I don't get money from advertising. I don't ask for money from the stations I'm on. And I never have. That way I can not be compromised as doing a business, basically. This is not a business. This is not fun. What I do is essential. It's necessary. And when I think it's not necessary anymore or it's too late or whatever, I'll just go off and teach private groups where I can teach it at length into the deeper understandings of this very, very old world and what runs it and how to counter, at least counter, sometimes deflect it from its course, which has been done in times gone by, but not for a long time. And with the totalitarian measures of the system today, it's almost impossible to do it. In fact, there'll be massive bloodshed before the elite will ever change the ridiculous indoctrinations that push on us like global warming. It's a must-be scenario, this whole CO2 farce. And they will. They'd rather kill most of us off, brutally, than ever back down and admit it was a con to control the whole world and everyone in it. And I'll be back with more after the following messages.
Oh. Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Superbeta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. Social engineering. How you... You plan what kind of society you want in 20, 30, 40, 50 years, in fact, 100 years, and you plan the indoctrination process from kindergarten with every intake. And every year's intake, year by year, you upgrade them to what they'll hit when they're, or experience when they hit 30 or 40 or whatever, what they'll accept, what you train them to accept. Beria talked about it in the Soviet Union in the 1930s. And it's in practice today. But we also find that the educational systems had their champions given to them too, and I've mentioned before there are good books out there with the history of education. Gatto is probably one of the better authors of the histories, and he gives you that which is behind it, the big foundations again, with the kind of societies they wanted, the kind of behavior they wanted in society as well. But we find men like John Dewey. John Dewey, a big player in the Americas, because he came up, at least he was trained to come up with, because his tutor, I think, was Manning or Manley. And he was well trained, well coached for his role. And they do give them roles. They train them years in advance before the public ever have them presented to them. John Dewey talked about altering history altogether eventually and dropping all history where there was any conflict mentioned between any peoples. So they'd eradicate it simply, simple as that. It doesn't stop at history. Because, see, words were also discussed. Because words, after all, are how we communicate to each other. George Orwell went through that process in his book 1984, where he called it linguistic minimalism. Every dictionary edition, they make it thinner and thinner as they withdraw words. And when people don't have the vocabulary to express thoughts, very important thoughts, then there'll be no terrorism anywhere. It'll be impossible to communicate ideas. That was called peace and safety. So you eradicate history and you eradicate words. Now, Christianity, it is true, was used for long enough to control the world on behalf of a ruling elite, at least the Catholic Church. And then, of course, the Protestant Church was created for an industrial era where they wanted the good working type of system to come in for the industrialists and for the good man who would save his pennies and become successful, as they say. Another part of their long-term agenda. But Christianity was used down through the ages, and definitely Protestantism was heavily influenced and infiltrated and actually run by Freemasonry for an awful long time. Special sects were sprung up out of Freemasonry, and Pike himself advised some of his top men to infiltrate and dominate Christian sects, especially in the United States of America. The idea was to gradually change the whole concept of Christianity and blend it in with a world system. You do away with evil, because remember, in the Masonic tradition, in the Kabbalistic tradition, there is no such thing as good or evil. There's only outcome. The judgment of humans is what we bring down to, or what we classify as good or bad, good or evil. But in the long run, it's irrelevant to nature, you see. Someone or something always benefits in the end. Many Christian sects, in fact, were founded by Freemasons. There's one in Pennsylvania, I believe, who founded one of the great U.S. sects. It's a pain to a lot of people because we're indoors and keep knocking on them. And he's under a pyramid with 666 written on the side of it because he was a top Freemason. You look at the top Freemasons, or the top 200 Freemasons that were published in the Masonic publication, the top 200 Freemasons of America, and even the ones who brought in Lutheranism to the United States, were 32nd and 33rd degree Freemasons. Christianity had to be destroyed because it claimed it had exclusive truth. And in the system that is here today, you must deny you have the exclusive truth on anything to be accepted. If you claim you have exclusive truth, you're going to be under heavy attack by all press and media, and even in the movie industry. They'll make sure that they flatten you. They'll make you ridiculous because you're fundamental. Meanwhile, they're bringing in the most fundamentalist religion of all, the oneness doctrine, the greening doctrine, the environmental doctrine. The mental part of enviro is what says it all. And here is from the Telegraph, something that goes along these lines of removing words and history, because you must remove the words to remove the history from the books. The Telegraph, and this is from the 8th of December 2008 by Julie Henry, education correspondent. Words associated with Christianity and British history taken out of children's dictionary. This is Westminster Abbey, maybe one of Britain's most famous landmarks, but the word Abbey has been removed from the Oxford Junior Dictionary. It says what they've replaced it with is things like Creative Zen MP3 player, words associated with Christianity and British history taken out of the children's dictionary. Instead, such words as MP3 player, voicemail, and attachments have been included. Oxford University Press has removed words like aisle, bishop, chapel, empire, and monarch from its junior dictionary and replaced them with words like blog, broadband, and celebrity. See, it's more important we follow the celebrities because it's part of culture creation. And we ape what we see. dozens of words related to the countryside. This is an interesting part. Words related to the countryside have also been culled out of the dictionary. Why would they take words out of the to do with the countryside out of the dictionary? Because we know the whole agenda is to get us into compact cities and have us in this completely artificial environment where we're easily controlled. People in the rural areas, down through time, regardless of the kind of land you're born on, you will tend to fight and die for that land. You love the land. It's part of you. It's part of your history, your tradition, your people, your family, and so on. And that must be completely destroyed for this new system that's to be brought in. So words about the countryside have been culled out of it. The publisher claims the changes have been made to reflect the fact that Britain is a modern, multicultural, multi-faith society. But academics and head teachers say that the changes to the 10,000-word junior dictionary could mean that children lose touch with Britain's heritage. We have a certain Christian narrative which has given meaning to us over the last 2,000 years. To say it's all relative and replaceable is questionable, says Professor Alan Smithers, the director of the Centre for Education and Employment at Buckingham University. The word selections are a very interesting reflection of the way childhood is going, moving away from our spiritual background and the natural world and towards the world that information technology creates for us. An analysis of the word choices made by the dictionary lexicographers have revealed that entries from Abbey to Willow have been axed. Instead, words as MP3 player, voicemail, attachment have taken their place. Lisa Saunders, a worried mother who has painstakingly compared entries from the junior dictionaries aimed at children aged 7 or over, dating from 1978, 95, 2000, 2002, 3, and 7, said she was horrified by the vast number of words that have been removed, most since 2003. You see how it's all planned that way? Incrementally. And it's true enough, most folk won't notice. They won't notice. They won't know that someone's planning this. The Christian faith still has a strong following, she said. To eradicate so many words associated with the Christianity will have a big effect on the numerous primary schools who use it. Ms. Saunders realized words were being removed when she was helping her son with his homework and discovered that moss and fern, which were in additions up till 2003, were no longer listed. I decided to take a closer look and compare the new version to the other editions, said the mother of four from County Down, Northern Ireland. I was completely horrified by the vast number of words which have been removed. We know that language moves on and we can't be fuddy-duddy about it, but you don't cull hundreds of important words in order to get in a different set of ICT words. Anthony Selden, the master of Wellington College, a leading private school in Berkshire, said, I am stunned that words like saint, buttercup, heather, and sycamore have all gone, and I grieve it. I think as well as being descriptive, the Oxford Junior Dictionary has to be prescriptive too, suggesting not just words that are used, but words that should be used. It has a duty to keep these words within usage, not merely pander to an audience. We are looking at the loss of words of great beauty. I would rather have marzipan and mistletoe than MP3 player. Oxford University Press, which produces the junior edition, selects words with the aid of the children's corpus, a list of about 50 million words made up of general language, words from children's books, and terms related to the school curriculum. Lexicographers consider word frequency when making additions and deletions. Vinita Gupta, the head of children's dictionaries at Oxford University Press, said, we are limited by how big the dictionary can be. Little hands must be able to handle it. This is their excuse. But we produce 17 children's dictionaries with different selections and numbers of words. Back to John Dewey, what do you say? What do you replace history? How do you do it? You replace the words and delete words. We'll be back with more after this break. We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every 2 men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Hi folks, Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix and showing you what's happening today and showing you again how it was planned long, long time ago. You have to read the old books, and you'll find that nothing's happening today that wasn't planned long ago. You have to jump past this incredulity that you have and study, and then it all makes sense. Life is planned. Generations are planned. The culture for each generation is planned in advance. And you'll find that Oxford University, look at the history of it. Go into it. Go into what they call the river that flows through it. They call it Isis. Oxford on the Isis. What's an ox? It's a bull. It's Taurus. It goes over. Taurus over Isis, basically. So much has come out of it. And we know that the Council on Foreign Relations, as I say, or Royal Institute for International Affairs, has been heavily involved with that university and Cambridge for an awful long time. They helped to lead the world's cultures. Monty Python's team came out of Oxford. The reason they could write so much stuff, and one of them even went on to do movies like Brazil about the future and the type of system in a comical fashion, was because they went to Oxford. That's why. They knew what was up. That's where the Rhodes Scholars go as well. That's where All Souls College is, for the very, very high members who are chosen to go on and beyond the Rhodes Scholarships, the lifers go. There's few of them get to that very elite position. But the ones that do are truly world leaders behind the scenes, real world leaders, the ones with the real power, they're unelected, they're the technocrats. Here's an article here, I was talking about the climate, you see, and no matter what evidence comes forward to prove it's all a hoax, they'd rather kill us all off in the most bloody fashion than ever admit it, because this is a must-be. This whole CO2, global warming, climate change stuff is to replace other types of wars between nations, to rule the public on an individual level worldwide. It's also the greatest tax system ever devised. All from this global elite who've used religions in the past, who are creating this religion. They have created this religion. And they will tolerate no dissension from this. Nothing will stop it, because it's a must be. It says, beware the church of climate change. And this is from the Sydney Morning Herald from Australia. November 27th, 2008, it says, as the Czech president Václav Klaus, an economist, anti-totalitarian and climate change skeptic, prepares to take up the rotating presidency of the European Union next year, climate alarmists are doing their best to traduce him. The New York Times opened a profile of Klaus, 67 years old, this week, with a quote from a 1980s communist secret agent's report claiming he behaves like a rejected genius. In other words, they're trying to defame him already, and asserts there is palpable fear he will embarrass the economic union. But the real fear driving climate alarmists wild is that a more rational approach to the fundamentalist religion of global warming, may be in ascendancy, where in the parliamentary offices of the world's largest trading bloc or in the living rooms of Blacktown. As a global financial crisis takes hold, perhaps people are starting to wonder where the so-called precautionary principle, which would have us accept enormous new taxes in the guise of an emissions trading scheme and curtail economic growth, is justified based on what we actually know about climate. One of Australia's leading enviro-skeptics, the geologist and University of Adelaide professor Ian Plimmer, 62, says he has noticed audiences becoming more receptive to his message that climate change has always occurred and there's nothing we can do to stop it. It's like the weather, right? Can you stop the weather? In a speech at the American Club in Sydney on Monday night for Quadrant magazine titled Human-Induced Climate Change, A Lot of Hot Air, Plimmer debunked climate change myths. He says, climates always change, he said. Our climate has changed in cycles over millions of years as the orbit of the planet wobbles and our distance from the sun changes, for instance, or as the sun itself produces variable amounts of radiation. All of this affects climate. It is impossible to stop climate change. Climates have always changed and they always will. That's why they pick climate change. You see, this guy still doesn't get it, obviously. That's why they chose climate change. It's like religion. It's a belief system. His two-hour presentation included more than 50 charts and graphs, as well as almost 40 pages of references. It is the basis of his new book called Heaven and Earth, The Missing Signs of Global Warming, to be published early next year. Plimmer said one of the charts, which plots atmospheric carbon dioxide and temperatures over 500 million years with seemingly little correlation, demonstrates one of the lessons from history to which geologists are privy. There is no relationship between CO2, carbon dioxide, and temperature. Another slide charts the alternating periods of cooling and warming on Earth, with the Pleistocene age starting 110,000 years ago and giving way 14,700 years ago to the balling warm period for 800 years. This in turn gave way to the older Dryas cooling for 300 years, then the Alarod warming for 700 years, and so on until the cooling of the Ice Age from 1300 to 1850. And I'll be back with more to complete this after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Deep in the Brazilian rainforest of the Amazon grows the acai berry. Considered to be one of nature's most complete and healthy foods, the acai berry is loaded with antioxidants, amino acids, essential omegas, fibers, phytonutrients, and protein. A superfood? Yes. YourLivingFruit.com now brings the acai product, the timing, the company, the opportunity, and the cause to you. Some of the health benefits associated with the acai berry are increase in sustained energy, help with cholesterol management, improvement of digestive system, strengthening immune system, and more. Acai berry boasts 10 times the antioxidant benefits of grapes and twice that of blueberries. Are acai berry health benefits right for you? Is the opportunity right for you? Find out at YourLivingFruit.com. YourLivingFruit.com will show you the remarkable and continually documented health benefits of the acai berry. Visit YourLivingFruit.com. That's YourLivingFruit.com.
Hi, folks. Alan Watt back again, cutting through the matrix. And reading an article from the Sydney Morning Herald from someone who knows his stuff and is qualified. But as I said before, it won't make any difference because this is a must-be. They've prepared this for a long, long time, this greening and the control of the earth and the world and everyone in it through this particular agenda, and they'll never back down. But to continue what this man is saying, it says this in turn gave way to the older Dreyas cooling for 300 years, then the Alrod warming for 700 years and so on, until the cooling of the Little Ice Age from 1300 to 1850. Since 1850, we have lived through the modern warming, one of the most stable climate periods in history. And then on page 2, he goes on. Mrs. Plimer said some astronomers predict we are headed for a new cooling period. He said there's a division between those scientists who sit in front of a supercomputer and push piles of data into the mathematical models that drive the theory of climate change and those who take measurements in the field. Now, he's made a very important comment here, a statement. You see, they build special computers to give them the answers they want. Check it out for yourself. Every article they come out with, they've always said, with this new computer, they've found it and they scare the hell out of us. That's how they do it. They get the answers they want. This is, we're not skeptical enough about the data. For instance, Plimer cited differences between results from temperatures measuring stations in urban and rural areas. Those in urbanized Chicago, Berkeley, New York, and so on show temperature rises above for over the past 150 years, whereas those in the rural U.S. in Holton, Albany, and Harrisburg, though not in Death Valley, California, show equally consistent cooling. And I'll tell you why that is. You see, 150 years ago, they had these little temperature sensing stations over grass fields. And the earth absorbs the heat, you see. Anyone who lives in the city in the summer is living in a basking of reflected heat from concrete all around you and on the ground. And that's never taken into the equation. If you had a bunch of Chinese woks all reflecting the sun to a temperature gauge, you know what kind of reading you're going to get. Well, that's what happens in the cities. Now, the guys at the top know this corner as well. They know the histories and where they put these particular stations. They know what the environment was like around those stations when they first put them up 150 years ago. Now the cities have built up over them. They're surrounded in concrete. It says here, to understand the chaotic nature of climate change, we need to consider all the inputs, cosmic radiation, sun, clouds, and so on. I'll add global spraying as well by this big air force that no one takes claim of. There was much more essentially to Primer's message is the idea humans cause climate change has become a fundamentalist religion, which is corrupting science. Again, I'll say for the harder thinking, but essentially, Plimer's message is that the idea humans cause climate change has become a fundamentalist religion, which is corrupting science. You bet it is, because it's meant to be a fundamentalist religion. It is embedded with a fear of nature and embraced principally by city people who have lost touch with nature. And ain't that the truth? He likens the debate to the famous 1990s battle he had in the federal court, where he accused an elder of the Hills Bible Church in Balcombe Hills of breaching Australia's Trade Practices Act by claiming to have found scientific evidence of Noah's Ark in Turkey. Plimer says creationists and climate alarmists are quite similar in that they were dealing with dogma and people who, when challenged, become quite vicious and irrational. Well, that's what I said already. That's the mental part of environmental. See, human-caused climate change is being promoted with a religious zeal. There are fundamentalist organizations, you bet, and I've mentioned lots of them. They're the big foundations at the top, which will do anything to silence critics. They have their holy books. Their prophet is Al Gore. And what is Al Gore? What's his history? What's his expertise, by the way? Apart from the fact that Armand Hammer picked him and trained him. Look into his particular history as well. Are they promoting a story which is frightening us witless, using guilt and urging penance? And by the way, Armand Hammer means arm and hammer. His father changed the name because he loved the Soviet system so much. Armand Hammer also had an apartment next to Lenin and then Stalin, and was still a citizen of the U.S., forging a big, powerful, wealthy organization. Foundations again, eh? He says it's difficult for non-scientists to engage in the debate over what causes climate change and whether or not it can be stopped by new taxes and slower growth, because dissenting voices are shouted down by true believers in the scientific community. I wouldn't say they're true believers. I believe they're absolute prostitutes who are so well paid by these big foundations and the United Nations and so on that they know where their bread is buttered, to be honest. That's my personal opinion. It says these true believers in the scientific community who claim they alone have the authority to speak. Quadrant is under fire for publishing articles by skeptics, but as his editor Keith Winshudel said on Monday night, people who are really confident of their facts relish debate. In any case, ordinary people already have suspicions. The zealotry and one-sidedness of the debate alarmed an 81-year-old Seven Hills pensioner, Dennis Clark, so much that last month, at his own expense, he hired the ballroom at the Blacktown Workers' Club for two public forums titled The Truth About Climate Change. He invited a climate skeptic and James Cook University professor Bob Carter, a geologist, to speak. More than 300 people attended, some from as far away as Nora. Mrs. Carter, like Plumer and Klaus, has come in for his fair share of vilification, but as Clark proves, he can't stop people thinking. And then he finishes it with yet. He's got that on the button, because they will. This is going to be verboten shortly to go. I'm not kidding. The system we're in, this totalitarian, politically correct system, which is run from the top down, it's going to be impossible to view any personal opinion about anything at all unless it's politically correct. By law. By absolute law. That's how far it's gone. We're in big, big trouble. Big trouble. This is the most... I've said before, you think the previous religions were bad with what they did. And their hold over the minds of society, of people in society. The scientific foundation-run system is going to be the worst, most merciless system you could ever, ever possibly envisage. This article here, before I go to callers, is from the Mail Online. Has your child been CAFED? C-A-F-E-D. How the government plans to record intimate information on every child in Britain. By Eileen Fairweather, December the 7th, 2008. It says, when police raided Tory MP Damien Green's home, they sheepishly asked whether children were present before ransacking it. His wife assumed they were being polite, but under sinister new guidelines, sinister, remember, that's still in the dictionary, I think, officers must assess all children they encounter, including while searching premises, for a police database called Merlin. Merlin, the magician. This in turn feeds into a giant new Whitehall database on Britain's children called Contact Point, which goes live nationally in January. The Conservatives have vowed to scrap it, which they won't, of course, that it threatens family privacy and children's safety, but civil liberties campaigners say we must resist it now before it's too late. You bet it. So, since April the 1st, hundreds of thousands of state employees, from police to teachers, youth and nursery workers, social workers and sports coaches, have been entitled to interrogate children aged up to 19 using the Common Assessment Framework, CAF, C-A-F, a creepy 8-page, 60-section questionnaire. CAF includes eye-wateringly intimate questions about children's sexual behavior, their family's structure, culture and religion, their views on discrimination, their friends, secret fears, feelings and family income, plus any serious difficulties in their parents' relationship. Do you understand what I'm saying here about this totalitarian world system that's here already? It's overwhelming. It's into every facet of every individual's lives. And meanwhile, the media keeps us happy and entertained with sex and violence. Generally in series or movies to do with them keeping us all safe. Lots of sex and violence in those movies. The hooks, how they indoctrinate us. Meanwhile, they're interrogating children about all the adults. And there's no hue and cry from the people who are so dumbed down they can't think for themselves anymore. All they can do is parrot their political correct slogans to each other. This article says, how has such a terrifying intrusion to private life crept? Now remember, this is also everywhere else. If Britain's doing it, it's all over Europe and it's all over Canada and the Commonwealth countries, and no doubt it's already underway in the US as well. See, we're global already, and they're sharing the same computer databases. How's it creating private life almost unnoticed under the radar? The answer is New Labour. This is the left wing, supposedly. There's no left or right wing. Has cleverly packaged CEF into an aid to child protection and delivering better services as part of its Every Child Matters project. Remember, No Child Left Behind and all this stuff, Al Gore and all that. You see, it's all tied together. And there's always a lot more to whatever they put forward than what you think. This costs £224 million from a destitute of bankrupt country. This program, £224 million, in double that for dollars, has been beset by delays, incomprehensible acronyms, and new labor gobbledygook. But let us not be deceived. It's about control, not care. It's about spying, not safety. The ECM claims that nearly half of Britain's 11 million children have additional needs, so must continuously be assessed for the giant database at the government's Department for Schools and Families. That takes me right back to Bush in the US, who wants all children to be psychologically evaluated every year and eventually to creep up into adults as well, bringing you in to see if you're politically correct or to see if you're, it's really to see if you're a thinker. If you're a thinker and you're answering the questions, alarm bells will go off all over the place. Steel doors will come down and you're trapped. Well, got one. He's a thinker. You think I'm kidding? What was it Mao Zedong said? He says he wasn't afraid of anything. He said someone with an idea. It says CEF questionnaires will be kept until they are 19 or for 75 years. If they have been in care and can be accessed electronically by hundreds of thousands of staff in other agencies. Cradle to grave, eh? The Communist Manifesto, the Albert Pike Manifesto, all the same, you know. They're all the same manifestos. The Council on Foreign Relations Manifesto, same manifesto. Royal Institute for International Affairs, same manifesto. United Nations Organization, same manifesto. It must all be coincidence, eh? It says contact point will also store information from databases kept by the National Health Service, General Practitioners Schools, the Child Benefit Agency, and the National Pupil Register. The potential for sensitive material about our children falling into malevolent hands is enormous. Well, of course it is. It's in the hands of school teachers and people. Have you ever seen who works in those places today? Incredibly, parental consent is not often required for this intrusion into children's lives. Youngsters from the age of 12 years old, are deemed mature enough to agree to being caffed, whatever their parents' objections. But campaigners stress that families should teach their children to say no. Submitting to CAF is currently at least voluntary. It's not really. When children see policemen and they start to be questioned, they generally start spilling and telling them what they say. They think any adult has authority, you see, especially in uniform. They're already trained that authorities are more important than their parents, people out of uniform. The government claims that the database will identify children at risk of poverty, abuse, or future criminality. That was part of how they rammed it through. They can tell, you see, through the psychological associations, etc., who might be a criminal. They might measure your eyeball to your earlobe, like they used to do. And they're trying it that way then. Or your eyes too close together. But since when did filling in endless forms release funds for frontline services rather than divert them? By bizarre coincidence or not, this assault on treasured British notions of privacy and propriety was devised by the woman responsible for Britain's most notorious social work scandal. ECM was launched in September 2003 by Margaret Hodge, Tony Blair's shocking choice as Britain's first children's minister. Why are we surprised? I'm not surprised at all. Look at Cameron. Cameron was in charge of MK Ultra in sweet old lovely pristine snow Canada. Look at his history as he shocked and used LSD on people and children as well, by the way. They forget to admit that in the little movies and documentaries they do on them. All to eradicate previous memories and make compliant robots out of people. And it was funded by the CIA and validated and accepted and given a go-ahead by the government of Canada. Went on for years. And what happened to Cameron after that? He went to the United Nations as the head of children's psychiatry for the whole world and UNICEF. And we're shocked. I'm not shocked. I know what these guys are up to. They want a programmable society. After all, after Darwin, all humans fell off their perches down to the ground and became just animals which can be conditioned and trained and beaten and lambasted into submission and then reprogrammed into the proper way of thinking. That's the reality of it. Now we'll go to phones. Now we've got Cody in Oregon. Are you there, Cody?
Yeah, I'm here, Alan. Thanks for having me on your show.
Yes. Well, yeah. Here's the music, so hold on, and I'll get you when I come right back after this break.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johnglia.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264. And johnglia.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi, folks. Alan Watt here, cutting through the matrix, and we've got Cody from Oregon on the line. Hello, Cody.
Yeah, hi, Alan.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, I ran into a Mason at a bookstore the other day. I was in the bookstore, and I was looking for a few of the books that you recommended, actually, and the bookstore is a big bookstore, and they have a whole Mason section, actually. Mm-hmm. And I was in there with my wife and looking for Morals and Dogma, and somebody overheard me looking for that, and he popped around the corner, and, you know, he starts bragging about all the different books that he knew in that section, you know, kind of turned out to be a Mason, you know, from what he was saying and everything. And
yeah.
I talked to him for a long time, and it was pretty interesting, and he I finally asked him, you know, what is this all about? You know, and he said it was about memory. you know, because they're all remember. And I was just, you know, curious what you had to say about that. Like, what does that, what do they mean by that memory?
In different levels, I mean, he'd recognize you weren't a Mason because he'd give you a few words in the conversation. If you didn't pick up on them, he would know you're not. And memory is, you have different levels of memory according to Freemasonry in itself. One is also the High Mason's memory of his task in life, what he was sent here for. They often give the old story of Hiram being sent here. And you'll find that Manly P. Hall wrote about it too. They give this story of how he came through the universe, basically, was tossed here in this primitive place, the man of order, et cetera, to build the foundation, the structure. They always start with foundations. But it's, it would take me hours to explain it all to you, and
right.
I can't do it.
Yeah, you know, he said he could be given a speech and not even be thinking about a speech the way that he could memorize it, could memorize pages at a time. And this were these tricks that he learned, you know, his powers from being a Mason, basically. You know, and he also recommended that, well, he didn't really recommend it. He was talking about one of these different books, and he kind of said, oh, well, this book kind of explains the, you know, going through Masonry. And it was the book called Turning the Hiram Key. And I actually ended up buying that one. I haven't got to reading it yet. Are you familiar with that book?
Yeah. Yeah, but I'll tell you won't find the higher meanings in those books.
Yeah, yeah, okay. It's just kind of like the boring going through the
yeah, yeah. Even
rituals.
The low Masons, it's enough to fascinate you and keep you titillated for a long time, but it won't give you the higher meanings there. You don't sell the higher meanings to the public. You'll get hints and intonations of the eugenics all through them if you're very careful and you see, read between the lines. But they definitely advise. What they're really advising is good breeding and selective breeding. That's all through their literature. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it was really interesting. It seemed like he was kind of trying to, like, recruit or something, you know, the way he was kind of, and he was, oh, you know, our lodge needs some members and this and that. And it was really weird. And it was, the other thing I noticed is that it looked like he was wearing the same boots that I see the cops wear around the town. And, you know, not a lot of people have those boots. It was pretty interesting.
Yeah, well, if you're a Mason, you can always get a pair. Don't worry.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey, well, thanks a lot, Alan. I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye.
But yeah, I've got some photographs of one of the biggest lodges. It's the main lodge in New York, and it's floor after floor of these grand rooms. And I'll try and find it and give the link to my... I'll put the link up on my site. You'd be astonished at the finances these characters have. But everybody who's ever anybody in New York and the running of New York and all its facets, including education, police, and so on, is a member. And they go from all over the city to attend this particular one big lodge. I'll be back tomorrow with more, but for tonight, from Hamish, myself, and Interior Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
About what to buy your